About 3,500 years ago, during the time of Joshua in the Old Testament, in the land of Canaan that would someday be called Israel, an idol worshiper made an amazing statement to two Jewish men.
在3500年前，旧约圣经中约书亚的时代，在迦南，也就是之后所称为的以色列，一位拜偶像的女人对两位犹太人说了一段话。
She said, "The Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath."
她说，耶和华你们的神是上天，是上天下地的神。
The Bible tells us that this woman, her name was Rahab, was a harlot.
圣经告诉我们，这位女人叫拉合，是一位妓女。
She was a woman who sold her body for the pleasure of men.
她是卖自己身体为生的。
Perhaps it was for her personal gain, or perhaps as part of the evil sensual temple worship of the false gods of her society.
也许是为了自己的生计，也许是当时社会的影响，对偶像肉欲的崇拜。
She lived in the city of Jericho, and her society was heavily into idolatry.
她当时住在耶利哥城，当地人崇拜偶像非常严重。
So much so,that God was about to punish them for refusing to worship Him as the true God.
神还会因此他们没有拜真神而惩罚他们。
Much earlier, God had told Abraham that the inhabitants of this land would be punished for their idolatry.
很多年前，神就告诉亚伯拉罕，这片土地的后代会因为拜偶像而受到惩罚。
And that the land would be given to Abraham's descendants.
这片土地会被亚伯拉罕的后代继承。
But God told Abraham, the time is not right.
但神对亚伯拉罕说，惩罚他们的时候还没有到。
Well, about 500 years later, in the days of Joshua, the time had come.
大约是500年后，到了约书亚的时代，惩罚他们的时候到了。
But we ask, how can it be that Rahab, a woman of poor character, living in a land of intense idol worship, could come to realize that Jehovah,The God of the Israelites was the true God.
但是我们会问，怎么会是拉合，一个住在拜偶像的土地上，身份如此卑微的女人，她却认出了耶和华以色列的神是那位真神？
The answer is that she and most of the other inhabitants of Canaan had been watching God at work for many years.
答案是她和大多数迦南的后代一样，很多年他们都目睹了神做的工。
You see, in the years leading up to this, God was at work showing the entire world His power by performing miracles to save His people Israel.
你知道在此之前，神已经用他的大能行了许多神迹来拯救以色列他的子民。
God is in the business of revealing Himself.
神一直都在向我们显现他自己。
This isn't the way I planned it, but we'll worry about that a little bit later. Okay. In Joshua 4:20, let's see what comes up when we push the button. Okay. When in doubt, push the button. See, a little later in the book of Joshua, God makes it clear that He's doing the things that He does so all the peoples of the earth will know that He is mighty.
在约书亚记当中说到，神要使地上的万民都知道他的手有大有能力。
Another example of this is in 1 Kings chapter 8.
还有一个例子是在利王记上。
The occasion is the dedication of the temple. The occasion of this verse is the dedication of the temple.
这一节当中讲到的是temple 庙圣殿的一个。
Solomon is declaring what God has told him. He to say that all the peoples of the earth will know that the Lord is God.
所罗门他这里讲到是神告诉他的，所说使地上所有的万民都知道。
That there is no other real God.
唯独耶和华是真神。
Well, God has been in the business of revealing Himself throughout history. How has He revealed Himself to you?
神在历史上他都不断地在显现他自己，那神又是如何在你的生命当中显现的呢？
This tells us that the book of John records some miracles, but not all the miracles that Jesus did.
这里讲到了一些耶稣所行的神迹，并不是并没有涵盖所有。
God says these are written so that you may believe.
神说，这些神迹写了下来是为叫你们信了他。
Why does he show his power through miracles? So that we may believe and as a result have life in his name.
为什么要把这些事记下来叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命呢？
So, God is in the business of revealing himself through his power to bring us to belief so that we may have eternal life.
神行那么多神迹是叫我们来是为了显现他自己叫我们信了他并可以因他的名得生命。
How did God reveal himself to the Canaanites?
神又是如何向当时的迦南人显现的呢？
What had Rahab and all the rest of the Canaanites seen to cause them to believe?
迦南人又是看见了什么使他们相信神的存在？
Well, they had plenty of opportunity to see God at work as he brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt.
当神带以色列人出埃及穿越沙漠到达迦南的过程当中，他们有足够的机会看见神做的工。
God took his people, Israel, out of slavery in Egypt and promised them the land of Canaan.
神将以色列人带出了埃及，最终是希望他们能够到达迦南。
This trip is called the Exodus.
这个过程叫做出埃及记。
But God didn't take them the short way.
但是神却没有让他们走捷径。
God had work to do with Israel and with the rest of the world by taking them on another route.
神将他们带到了走上另外一个另一样的旅程，是为了他对以色列人和其他世界上的人做工。
Now, how do we know they were on the right pathway?
我们又如何能得知我们走的是正确的一个道路呢？
God tells us that he led them during the day by a pillar of cloud and at night by a pillar of fire.
在出埃及记当中说到神他用白天的云柱和夜晚的火柱来带领他们。
So as long as they followed the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire, they were exactly where God wanted them to be.
所以当时以色列人知道只要他们跟随这个云柱和火柱的方向他们就是这就是神要带领他们走的方向。
Well, that's very interesting because he didn't lead them, the easy way. He led them directly to, a place where they couldn't swim.
神把他们并没有走直接往迦南的方向走，而是带他们到了红海。
They didn't get there by accident. They got there by God's purpose.
他们去往红海并不是一个巧合，而是神有意带领他们的。
God's purpose to show the world around them that He could get them across to the other side.
是神是为了让他们让以色列人来向其他的人显现告诉其他人说神是有能力带他们穿越红海的。
He simply told Moses to raise his hands and the water would move.
神告诉摩西你只要举起你的双手这个河就会为你而开。
First miracle on the trip.
这是神在这个过程当中行的第一个神迹。
They crossed over and God took them to a body of water, a little lake called Marah.
神把以色列人带到了一个地方叫马拉，那里的水是苦的。
Marah means bitter.
马拉就意思就是苦。
The water was undrinkable.
这水是没有办法喝的。
So God told Moses, throw this tree branch into the water.
所以神就指示摩西说把一棵树丢在水里。
And the water became drinkable.
然后水就变甜了。
Another miracle for anybody who passed by to see.
这是又一个神迹让许多经过的人能够看见。
It wasn't long after that that they ran out of food, so God gave them manna to pick up and eat every morning.
很快他们就以色列人就没有了食物可以吃，然后神就给了他们玛拿，让他们每天都有足够的食物。
Then he took them farther into the desert to a place called Rephidim.
然后神带着以色列人去往了利非丁。
He miraculously gave them water and then something even more miraculous.
在那片荒漠当中神给了他们水然后又发生了另外一件很奇妙的事。
The Amalekites live up here almost in the land of Canaan.
当时的亚玛利人当时住在迦南地区的附近。
They heard about all the gold and silver that the Israelites had taken out of Egypt and they came after it.
当时亚玛利人听到以色列人带了很多金银逃离了埃及他们就为了这个金银财宝而向以色列人进攻。
God gave Israel the victory even though they really didn't have an army.
神给了带给以色列人战争的胜利尽管他们并没有一个很正式的军队。
And the Amalekite strugglers then went back with a story about God's power to the people in the Canaan area.
所以当时亚玛利人被击败之后又就带着这样一个神所行的神迹回到了迦南。
Well, they went on to Mount Sinai. Didn't get rid of our arrow, okay? We went on to Mount Sinai, and that's where Moses got the law.
以色列人接着在荒漠当中走，他们到达了西奈山，也是摩西当时得到十诫的地方。
Then they wandered some more in the desert at God's direction.
然后在神的指引当中以色列人又在荒漠当中流荡了很久。
And due to their lack of faith, God said, you're going to have to wander in this desert for 40 years.
神说你们要在这片沙漠当中接着游荡要40年。
At the end of 40 years, it was time for them to enter the land of Canaan.
40年后他们知道他们进入迦南的时候到了。
Let's go to a more detailed map to see what they had to do to get to the land of Canaan. They had to go through the land of the Amorites.
在他们要进入迦南之前，他们要经过亚莫利这一个地方。
They offered to walk through peaceably, but the Amorites didn't want them to go through peaceably.
他们当时要经过这样一片湖泊，但是亚摩利人并不允许他们这么做。
So God defeated the Amorites at the hands of the Israelites.
所以神就让以色列人能够有能力击败当时亚摩利人。
And they could proceed on towards the Jordan River and camp there, waiting to cross.
这样就使以色列人能够在约旦河边安营扎寨然后能够穿越约旦河去往迦南。
Then Joshua sent two men, two spies, to cross the river and check out Jericho.
接着约书亚就派了两个探子去耶利哥。
And this brings us up to the interaction of those two men with Rahab and her amazing statement about Jehovah, the God of the Israelites.
由此就引出了这两个探子和拉合的故事，还有拉合的对神的一番言语。
Okay, so what is the reaction of the Canaanites?
当时迦南人又是怎么回应这件事情的呢？
We'll read through these verses and then I'm going to come back and treat them individually.
我们先来看这几节经节，然后我们再来详细的一条一条来解释。
They said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land.That the terror of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things,Our hearts melted. Did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you? Or for the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
约书亚记二章九到十一节拉合对他们说我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们并且因你们的缘故我们都惊慌了这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候耶和华怎样在你们面前使红海的水干了并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩将他们进行毁灭我们一听见这些事心就消化了因你们的缘故并无一人有胆气耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神
Let's look at first at verse 9.
我们先来看第九节
What do we see here?
我们这里看到什么
She says several things that are important. Let's dwell on several different words.
他这边这里有几个部分我们分开一个个讲
First she says, I know that the Lord, Jehovah, she identifies this God as the God of the Israelites, Jehovah.
这里拉合将这里的耶和华来把它形容是他们的神，以色列的神。
Says, He has given you this land.
耶和华这把这地赐给了你们。
Because of that, we are full of fear.
因为这样耶利哥的人们都惊慌了。
And she said it's fallen on us. I think she's identifying the people of the city of Jericho.
这里所说的我们都惊慌了，这里的我们指的应该是在耶利哥的人们。
But she says further, all the inhabitants of the land of Canaan know about this.
然后他又说到这里所有人应该是指迦南当地的居民也知道了。
So, verse 10 tells us a little about why they have this feeling.
这里第十节说到应该是解释了为什么他们会有这样子一个惊慌的反应。
So we've heard about what happened at the Red Sea.
因为他们听到了在红海的故事。
40 years ago.
40年前在红海发生的事情。
And they're still remembering that event that they heard about.
他们人四十年过去了，他们仍然记得在红海发生的故事。
That's 40 years ago. What about something that happened 2 weeks ago?
红海的事情是发生在四十年前。那看一下两周前又发生了什么？
The Amorites were defeated just the other side of the Jordan River, and we better believe they were watching.
两周前两个亚摩利王被击败了，是在约旦河的另外一边。我相信当时迦南的所有人都在关注这件事情。
Now they must have known about the many other miracles that God did for Israel between Egypt and Canaan.
我相信当时迦南人也知道除了这两件事情之外，神在从以色列人离开埃及到迦南的过程当中神行的一切的神迹。
She chose these two to mention.
拉合只是选了这么多神迹当中的两件事情。
And her conclusion.
她的结论是
The Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
耶和华你们的神是上天下地的神。
What does Rahab mean by this?
拉合在说这句话是什么意思呢？
First of all, what is a God in heaven above?
首先什么是上天的神？
A God whose only influence in heaven is in heaven can be anything we want him to be.
如果神只有在天上有他的影响，那我们想让他是什么样子都可以。
If his only influence is in heaven, we can make up whatever characteristics for him that we wish.
我们可以赋予他任何的性情。
For a God in heaven above, you can choose God's characteristics to your personal liking.
对于一个天上的神，你可以由你个人喜好来选择神的性情。
Let me remind you of my example of a religion I made up.
我来跟大家讲一下，就一个宗教是可能是我自己编出来的。
A couple of my students know what's coming before I say it.
我几个学生可能知道我将要讲什么。
It's my three banana religion.
那就是三根香蕉的宗教。
According to my religion, if you eat three bananas every day, you go to heaven.
这我编出来的宗教，再就是说到。只要每天吃三根香蕉，你就可以上天堂。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
But I might ask you, have you been to heaven to check out the banana king?
但是你有在天堂亲眼见过香蕉王吗？
You see, as long as there is no way to verify the reality of a God in heaven, we can design him any way we like.
所以只要没有证据来验证这个在天上的神，我们就可以随意想象我们喜欢的样子。
We can create any pathway to heaven that we like.
我们可以经由自己的想象来说怎么样我们可以上天堂。
Trouble is, it won't be real.
可是问题是这都不是真的。
Many of today's religious systems do not make a whole lot more sense than my three banana religion.
其实今天很多的宗教系统并没有比我所编出来的三根香蕉宗教好到哪里去。
They were just dreamed up by the mind of a person.
他们都是凭人的想象而产生的。
Sad to say, but some people who think of themselves as Christians do this very thing.
有一些自认为是基督徒的人，也会做同样的事情。
Some people say they think God is a God of love, but not a God of judgment.
有一些人说上帝是爱之神，不是审判之神。
That's not true to the Bible.
圣经却不是这么说的。
Let's see here. If you say that God is so loving that He would never send anyone to hell, you have made up a God of your own choosing.
如果你说神的爱太伟大了，他不会将任何人送去地狱，那你就是在自欺欺人。
Many religions of today distort their ideas of Jesus to the point that he has no resemblance to the Jesus of the Bible.
许多今天的宗教，他们就扭曲了耶稣，将他和圣经当中所描述的毫无相干。
The Mormons have gross and ugly versions of Jesus.
摩门教丑化耶稣。
The Jehovah's Witnesses rewrote part of the New Testament to deny that he's really God.
耶和华见证人将新约重新改编，将耶稣的神性都删除了。
There are lots of examples of people dreaming up a God in heaven above who is not real.
像这样人们臆想出来的天上的神的例子还有很多。
Rahab was confronted with the possibility of death at the hands of the Israelites.
当时拉合已经考虑过死在以色列人手里的可能性。
She realized that depending on the idols of Jericho, depending on the false gods of her society, would not save her life.
她意识到依靠在耶利哥人们所崇拜的偶像是不能拯救她的。
She knew ahead of time what King David wrote down 500 years later in Psalm 115.
拉合在比大卫早500年前他就意识到了这一点。
Idols made out of silver and gold or wood or stone are simply the work of man's hands.
诗篇这里说到人们的偶像是由金是由银是由木头做是人手所造的。
They have mouths, but they can't speak.
有口却不能言。
They have eyes, can't see.
有眼却不能看。
They have ears, they can't hear.
有耳却不能听。
They have noses, but they can't smell.
有鼻却不能闻。
They have hands, but they cannot feel.
有手却不能摸。
They have feet, but they cannot walk.
有脚却不能走。
They can't make a sound with their throat.
有喉咙也不能出声。
Rahab realized that the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israelites, the Israelites, had the power to act on earth beneath.
拉合意识到耶和华以色列的神，他才是在全地上也有能力的。
The only real God, Jehovah, had revealed and confirmed his power by acting on earth beneath.
耶和华唯一的真神，只有他在才能在地上来彰显他和他的大能。
So, who is the real God?
所以，谁才是真神呢？
The real God has power to act.
真神才有行动的能力。
He's not just an idea made up by the mind of man.
他不是一个人想象出来的。
And that's what the Canaanites saw.
就像是迦南人他们可以看见的。
They saw it partly with their own eyes, and they also saw it by the witness of others who had seen miracles done.
可能有些是他们真的亲眼所见，有些可能是从旁人那里听说的。
So the real God exists not only in heaven above, but on earth beneath.
所以真正的神不仅仅是在天上存在，更是在地上。
The Bible repeatedly tells us how important God's power is.
圣经反复告诉我们神的大能的重要性。
It tells us, for instance, that his power to raise Christ from the dead, to resurrect him from death, is more than important, it's absolutely necessary.
圣经告诉我们神的力量可以使耶稣从死里复活这并不是没有必要的。
The Bible tells us that if Christ has not been resurrected, our faith is worthless.
圣经说基督若没有复活你们的信便是徒然。
says, if our hope is only in this life and not to be resurrected as Christ was, then we are of all people most miserable.
如果我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
But the Bible declares, in fact, Christ has resurrected from the dead.
圣经说到，但基督已经从死里复活。
We see his resurrection and we know that we can be resurrected from death.
我们看到基督从死里复活，我们也有信心知道我们也能从死里复活。
Another example of the importance of God's power that we read in the Bible.
圣经当中还有一个例子能看到神的大能。
Jesus' disciples had already seen him do a whole bunch of miracles before they got in a boat to sail across the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣的使徒在他们坐船穿越加利利海之前就已经看见耶稣行了许多神迹。
Then a violent storm came up and Jesus calmed it immediately.
当一个风暴靠近的时候耶稣让暴风雨停止。
Look at the reaction of the disciples.
我们来看看当时使徒的反应。
They'd already seen a bunch of miracles, but now they were amazed at this man.
尽管使徒们已经看见耶稣行过的许多神迹，但是他们仍然非常的稀奇。
They were overwhelmed by his power over waves and wind.
他们非常震惊，当看到耶稣能够使这个风都停止，暴风都停止。
One more example of God using His power here on earth.
另外还有一个例子能看到，神在地上，我们在全地上的大能。
Paul was shipwrecked on the island of Malta.
保罗坐的船在马耳他遭遇了海难。
When they got out of the water, they built a fire to warm themselves.
所以海难之后，他们就升起了一堆火，然后让能够取暖。
As the fire heated up, a viper jumped out of the fire and attached itself to Paul's arm.
在他们生火的时候，有一条毒蛇突然窜了出来，缠在了保罗的手臂上。
So here's this viper hanging on his arm, injecting venom.
这个毒蛇当时在他的手臂上能够看到已经在释放毒液。
So he finally shook it off his arm.
所以当时保罗就用力地摇大他的手。
The Bible tells us the people are standing around, kind of waiting for him to fall over dead.
圣经说，其实当时周围的人都已经想说保罗可能快死了。
They waited a long time, and he didn't die.
但是他们等了很久，保罗都没有，好像没事一样。
So they finally changed their mind.
所以他们就转念。
They decided that he was a god.
他们转念说，他是个神。
Now they got the conclusion wrong, but they saw God's power at work.
虽然这个结论并不是正确的，但是他们的确看到了神的大能所做的工。
The true God has shown his power here on earth.
真神在地上，已经显现过他的大能。
Rahab got it right.
拉合一点都没有错。
Let me share for a few moments a few words of personal testimony.
让我跟大家分享一下我个人的见证。
When I was 8 years old, my parents moved me, us, out into the country.
在我八岁的时候，我的父母就把我带出，我们一起出了国。
My father bought an acre of land that used to be a big wheat field.
不是出国，是把他们全家都带到了乡村，然后他们买了一大片土地。
And he built a house for us to live in.
然后他们就买了一栋房子来 在一栋大房子里面，在那片土地上。
Happens there was a little country church, about a block away.
当时有一个教堂，大概是一街区，离我们一街区远的地方。
From the age of 8 on, every Sunday morning, I took the path across the plowed field to that church.
从八岁起，我就每周日的早晨，我就会走到那个教堂。
Every Sunday morning, Sunday school and church.
每天每个周日的早晨敬拜，然后周日主日学。
My parents never went.
我父母从来都没有去过。
But I never missed.
但是我却每周日都会去。
Later, as I got a little older, I even went to the youth group meetings on Sunday night.
等我渐渐长大之后，我甚至周日的晚上我也会去青年聚会。
During all the time that I was growing up, I was learning lots of Bible stories.But not too much about the God behind them.
在我成长的过程当中，我听到了很多圣经的故事，但是我却并对神却没有了解很多。
During any of that time, if you had asked me if I was a Christian, I certainly would have said yes.
如果在当时你问我你是不是基督徒，我肯定会回答是的。
I talked to other people about God.
我会对其他人来讲讨论神。
I compared religions and argued with Susan Patterson, a Presbyterian.
我会跟人谈论说比较各种宗教，然后跟人争论。
We're talking a lot of years back, folks. I do remember a few names.
这是确实是很多年前了，但是我还会记得一些名字。
I was even willing after I went to college to express my belief in God to a whole bunch of people who didn't have any belief in God at all.
当在大学的时候，我也会站出来和很多人一些不信主的，从来都没有不信主的人来谈论我的信仰。
I got a lot of criticism for the fact that I thought I could have eternal life.
我当时也受到了一些指责，当我宣称我有永生的生命。
That doesn't sit too well with a bunch of engineers and scientists and theoretical physicists.
这和当时一起跟我学习的一些学工程的、学理科的人，他们并不是很合得来。
But I still had some pretty fuzzy ideas about God.
但我当时对神也有很多幻想。
There was still a lot of what I wanted God to be.
我有过很多自己想象的我希望神的样子。
I had some theological ideas that are too foolish to repeat.
我有过一些非常愚蠢的理论和想法我都不好意思说。
But the day came when I had to make a decision.About what God I worshipped.
有一天到了要做决定，决定我到底要敬拜什么样的神。
I had to make a decision about how much of the Bible I would accept.
我要决定这本圣经我到底接受它多少。
What Jesus would I accept?
什么样的基督是我所接受的？
I came to the conclusion that it was.All or nothing.
我最后的结论是，要么接受全部，要么全部拒绝。
Accepting part of the Bible made no sense to me.
接受一部分的圣经是没有道理的。
If I can reject a certain part, and you can reject a certain part, and you can reject a certain part, pretty soon we have nothing to agree on.
如果说我可以说我拒绝一部分的圣经，另外的人说我也拒绝一部分的圣经，这样子下去，我们是没有办法达成共识的。
All or nothing.
要么接受全部，要么完全拒绝。
That day, I chose all.
那天我决定我全部接受。
From that day, the Jesus I worshipped was, to the best of my understanding, all of what the Bible revealed about him.
从那天起，我所敬拜的耶稣是圣经当中所有关于他的一切。
No more fuzzy ideas.
没有自己的任何幻想。
Just what the Bible tells me.
只是根据圣经所说。
Now I have to admit to you that I don't understand all of the Bible.
我也承认我并没有完全理解圣经。
There are some parts of it that trouble me.
甚至其中一些有一些地方我感到并不是很同意。
I do not understand the last three verses of the book of Isaiah.
像是以赛亚书的最后三节。
I don't understand it.
我不理解。
I don't like it.
我也并不喜欢。
I don't see how God could put it there.
我不理解为什么神会这么做。
But I accept it because God wrote it.
但是我接受，因为神是这么说的。
So, what kind of God do you worship?
所以你是在敬拜什么样的神呢？
Do you pick and choose his characteristics from only those parts of the Bible that you like?
你是否对他的性情有所取舍，只挑自己喜欢的一部分？
Have you made up a God that you can comfortably live with?
你有没有幻想出一个神是会讨你喜悦的？
The Bible says that good things will come to you if you believe in the Jesus of the Bible.
圣经说，当你相信圣经里主耶稣圣经里的主耶稣基督，你就蒙福了。
Not the Jesus that some other religious systems talk about.
并不是其他宗教系统里讲到的耶稣。
The Jesus of the Bible.
是圣经中的耶稣。
Illustrated and confirmed by his power on earth beneath.
这位耶稣是在通过他在地上行的大能来证明他是真的。
As you read through the Bible, there are three words that often come up in talking about him.
圣经中的耶稣可以用三个词来形容他。
The first is Christ.
第一个词就是
Christ literally means the anointed one or the one sent from heaven.
Christ 在这里说的是指从天上而来的那一位。
This tells us he is God sent from heaven.
这里说到的其实就是耶稣是由被神派来从天上而来。
Then there's the word Jesus.
然后是基督。
His earthly name means the one who saves.
基督就可以翻译成是救主。
If he weren't the Christ, he couldn't be the Savior.
如果他不是基督，那他就不能成为不能成为救主。
These two go together.
这基督和救主是。
But there's a third word.
还有另外一个词。
The word Lord comes up very often.
Lord 就是主，也是被提到，在圣经中反复被提到的。
Sometimes we use the word Lord just thinking that's another name for God or for Jesus.
有时候我们想到主的时候，我们就想到可能是这是耶稣基督的另外一个名字。
It means master.
主在这里的意思是主宰。
Rahab not only believed, but acted upon her belief.
拉合不仅仅相信，并且也是这么付诸行动的。
She was confronted with the certainty of physical death at the hands of the Israelites.
她当时其实就即将面临着被以色列人杀害。
With that in view, she placed her life in God's hands.
但在那个时候，她将她的性命都交托在神的手中。
Have you?
你呢？
Have you made Jesus the Lord and Master of your life?
你是否将耶稣当作你生命的主宰？
Do it.
这么做，
You won't regret it.
不会，你不会后悔。